今日我哋好高兴，有加拿大爱城宣道会城南堂嘅堂主任牧师陈明忠牧师莅临正道，有请陈牧师。
各位弟兄姊妹你好，今日咧好特别吓，我好多谢汤牧师俾我机会同大家分享神嘅话语喺呢个教会里边分享咧，系好攰过原来吓，晚堂跟住又做早堂、中堂、午堂吓，咁但系咧头先汤牧师喺边度啊？唔知喺边度啊？佢话得啦，仲有最后一堂咋，咁就得噶啦，咁样。咁今日呢仲有好特别嘅安排啦，汤牧师唔单止俾我嚟到分享神嘅话语，都俾咗我哋喺加拿大宣道会派出去泰国嘅一个宣教士 Darren 牧师，阵间呢会同我都系一齐嚟到去分享嘅。咁我哋一人讲一半，咁我先讲上半部，然之后 Darren 牧师呢会同我哋分享下半部一个喺宣教工场嘅一个报告同埋一啲嘅挑战。头先主席都介绍咗啦，我系加拿大翻嚟嘅，我同 Darren 咧以前都喺 Edmonton 同一个城市牧会。呢度有冇弟兄姊妹知边度系 Edmonton 嘅？我发觉上嗰三堂有啲人唔知喎，后生嗰啲知嗬。Edmonton 就大概都知道吓。Edmonton 咧，如果你唔知咧，嗱我讲一个我同你分享一首诗啊。我哋国语堂有一位长老咧，唔知系咪思乡，咁咧就写咗首诗，咁啊同我咁讲，四句嘅啫。咁啊讲完之后，你就知 Edmonton 系一个咩地方啦。咁佢咁写，佢话咧。别人看雪的时候我们看雪。别人听雨的时候我们看雪。别人踏青的时候，即是踩草的时候呢，我们看雪。别人看花的时候我们还看雪。因为我们只有两个季节，一个就是冬季，另外一个就是大约在冬季。咁你识笑呢，你应该就知道嗰种嘅感受系点样，亦都可能呢听过呢隻歌都唔定啊。咁我好开心嘅代表我哋教会同埋喺加拿大94间嘅华人宣道会同大家问安。咁希望阵间完咗聚会之后呢有机会同你握手，希望你话俾我听点解你会知加拿大 Edmonton 喺边度吓，阵间同呢个弟兄倾下偈都可以咁样。好，我哋都系返去今日我哋分享嗰段经文。大家都好熟悉耶利米书嗬，大家可能睇过耶利米书好多次。每一个嘅先知喺先知书嘅前半部呢都有啲介绍嘅。咁呢今日呢会睇喺第一章。我哋睇下耶利米书当时嘅背景。耶利米书当时喺呢一个时候嘅背景，我会话系国难当前啦，系咪啊？北国已经被亡啦，而家南国嗰个嘅国情亦都系相当之嘅动荡，系好唔稳定。当时嘅国民甚至上至皇帝朝臣咧，都系用一种我哋话系好似墙头草嘅外交方式，去靠一啲嘅外邦有势力有能力嘅国家，我哋中国人讲得俗啲咧，罩住。照住去帮佢哋，唔知点解神嘅子民喺嗰阵时候见到咁样嘅地步，沦落到咁样嘅地步，佢哋仍然冇去回转，冇去翻去依靠耶和华。呢个系一件属灵上面一个好大嘅悲剧。加拿大都系一个属于基督教嘅国家，最近加拿大亦都有咁样嘅情况。自从我哋上任嘅总理卸任之后呢，上任总理大家唔知知唔知道 ,Stephen Harper 其实系一个宣道会嘅会友嚟㗎，一个好好嘅基督徒，加拿大宣道会嘅会友。佢做咗十几年嘅总理，佢退落嚟之后呢，新嘅总理就情况大变。一个原本系敬畏神嘅国家，我明白大家可能唔会接受系一个敬畏神嘅国家，但系多多少少都系有基督教传统嘅国家。而家我哋讲緊全国大麻合法化，你知唔知道？全国大麻合法化已经通过咗嗰个嘅下议院，上议院已经通过咗一读同埋二读，就嚟三读就喺暑假嘅时候就会正式通过。呢、这个大麻合法化，我哋唔系讲紧药用嘅合法化，唔系话你可能有啲精神嘅压力啊，咁有啲嘢俾你食下轻松下，或者有啲你做医生嘅，我唔知你知唔知道做药剂嘅，咁可能有啲嘅成分喺啲药里边帮你去减痛啊。我哋唔系讲紧呢啲药用嘅大麻，我哋讲紧呢啲嘅系 recreational use， 我哋讲紧嘅呢啲系康乐用嘅大麻。当呢个嘅上议院第三读正式通过嘅时候，你发觉全加拿大。由 Victoria 去到 St. John's 都可以买到，例如是大麻曲奇饼啦， 是啊，即是将啲大麻成为一啲嘅 ingredient 呢，摆喺啲嘅食物里面，带埋糖都得，带埋薯片又可以。你返嚟 Edmonton 可能我带你去食啊。到时唔知会唔会有啲嘅大麻云吞面呢，会唔会有大麻嘅干炒牛河啦，带入去中国人嗰个市场啦，唔知道。变咗一个咁样嘅地方。仲有几年前加拿大政府通过咗同性婚姻合法化之后，最近又推出一个叫做学童自定性别嘅法案。学童自定性别嘅法案。咁唔系讲緊性取向嘅问题。而家系讲緊性别，男同女性别，学童自己决定选择边一个嘅性别。喺学校里面学生揀自己嘅性别。小学生中学生18岁以下嘅小朋友，佢如果想去转变佢嘅性别，老师亦都唔会同家长讲，唔会打小报告，校长亦都要去保障小朋友嗰个嘅私隐，佢唔会话去同家长讲啊，呢个细路哥可能有啲问题，你睇住佢，佢哋唔会，佢哋反而会配合学校里面嘅家庭同埋性教育嚟到帮呢啲嘅细路哥，好自由嘅呢个自由党嘅世界，加拿大而家好自由嘅 liberal 去谂下啊，我自己可以今日做男啊，定系我今日做女咧？你知唔知学校里面嗰啲嘅洗手间已经全部变晒系双性噶啦？而家喺加拿大，无论系喺大学里面或者系好多公共嘅场所里面，已经系变做冇分性别嘅洗手间啦。你知唔知喺亚省嘅大学，你住宿舍嘅话，我以前都住宿舍噶，宿舍梗系有男嘅冲凉房同埋女嘅冲凉房，男嘅洗手间同女嘅洗手间噶嘛，甚至乎可能系唔同层楼，女嘅唔可以去男嘅，男嘅唔可以去女噶嘛。而家唔系噃，宿舍大学。你唔信你上去睇我哋亚省大学个校个网址，你住 Lister Hall 嘅时候呢，头嗰三层楼嗰个洗手间，你冲凉嗰一格隔篱可以系另外一个性别嘅人冲。你坐喺洗手间嗰一格隔篱可以系另外一个性别嘅人坐，因为系冇分。加拿大而家变咗一个好我记得系好 ridiculous 嘅一个国家。变咗系完全离开神。当一个国家，当一个民族，当一个人离开咗上帝嘅时候，佢嘅 behavior， 佢嘅决定所做出嚟嘅嘢系好 ridiculous。翻翻嚟耶利米嗰个时代，都系好 ridiculous。你唔会觉得点解一个民族属神嘅子民，经历过咁多嘅神迹，经历过上帝咁多嘅恩典，咁多嘅拯救，咁多次嘅介入，佢哋会完完全全去离开神。所以难怪耶和华系咁嬲。去到呢个时候，耶和华就呼召咗耶利米先知。圣经话，如果大家有圣经呢，我哋翻开耶利米书第一章。头先我哋唔够时间读晒咁多节，我哋由第五节睇起，打开圣经，无论系手机版又好，我哋手揸住嘅圣经又好。耶利米书第一章第五节，耶和华说，我未将你造在腹中，我已经晓得你，你未出母胎，我就已经将你分别为圣，我已派你作列国嘅先知。每个先知出场嘅时候都有讲下佢嘅背景，讲下佢有点样嘅过程嘅。这个好特别，这个形容好唔简单。未出母胎，圣经话就已经分别为圣，哇，已经好紧要啦。但系未将你做在腹中，就已经晓得你，即系你未承认，都未成功怀孕，这个小生命都未开始，这个胚胎都未成之前，耶和华同耶利米讲，我已经是晓得你。这个就真是不简单。有没有可能呢？有没有可能呢？有些反对基督教的人或者是学者，甚至乎要攻击圣经权威的人，就说，你看，你看一本圣经，讲的都不科学的。是咪啊？讲嗰啲嘢都冇理由嘅，天马行空嘅，点有可能喺胚胎都未成形嘅时候就已经认识你呢？其实有啲人可能唔系好明白圣经嘅背景，特别唔系好明白犹太人嘅传统。犹太人喺未有细佬哥之前，甚至乎未结婚，喺适龄结婚嘅时候，其实已经为咗家族嘅传流、传宗接代做咗好多思考同埋功夫。昔日嘅犹太人，佢会喺佢未结婚之前已经諗下佢结婚嘅对象。佢会諗下结婚嘅对象同佢组织咗家庭之后点样去能够成全佢哋作为上帝子民嘅一个责任同埋使命。同我哋今时今日好唔同。今时今日呢，我哋问下，你会唔会结婚啊？睇下点啦。 会唔会结咗婚之后生细佬哥啊？唔知噶，牧师吓，睇下点啦。生细佬哥之后点啊？唔知噶，咁啊，希望佢能够入到好嘅幼稚园，系咪？香港好紧要啊，入到好嘅幼稚园第一步，跟住一条龙吓，跟住上到幼稚园就系点啊？小学啊、中学啊咁样，跟住揾个好嘅补习老师天王跟咗佢13年之后咧，咁就可以希望入到大学，然之后希望可以揾到份工，今日最终就系希望可以买到楼，系咪啊？咁啊可以上到车。嗱，我哋海外嘅香港人移民都系一样啊！我15岁就去咗加拿大啦，咁当时咧我哋咩都唔识嘅，咁但系咧自己做人父母啦，我而家都51岁啦，我做人父母嘅时候咧，我都系同大家一样嘅啫，香港嘅人嘅心态都系将最好嘅俾下一代，希望佢哋学业有成，希望佢哋能够做到点点点，做到咩嘅工作，希望佢哋能够成功。我哋忘记咗上帝嘅心意都可以喺我哋家庭里面成就。我哋忘记咗我哋作为神嘅选民喺呢个 sense， 作为神嘅选民可以为神做啲乜嘢。耶和华问耶利米一个好重要嘅问题。耶和华问佢咩呀，我今日讲嘅题目系咩呀，你看见什么。又话唔系单单去呼召佢，又话唔系单单嚟到去揀佢，又话唔系单单将说话俾过佢，又话要问佢你看见什么。呢个问题嘅背景可能系返返去耶利米嘅父亲，佢个名叫做希勒家，佢都系一个嘅先知祭司，佢系祭司嘅世家，佢一早已经向耶和华表白咗，希望下一代佢能够安住神嘅心意，分别为圣，被神拣选，为神所用。所以永恒嘅上帝一早喺耶和华未喺耶和华喺耶利米嘅腹，耶利米嘅妈妈嘅腹中未做佢之前咧，佢就已经拣选咗佢，已经认识佢，好有意思。到耶和华问佢你看见什么呢个问题。又话问咗耶利米2次，第一次喺第11节，第二次喺第13节。点解呢个问题要问2次呢？你有冇谂过一个嘅问题要问2次有咩原因啊？嗱，我假设吓，我听讲近来有啲人而家考紧 DSE 系嘛？我中3就走咗佬啦，即系好耐以前嘅事。咁但系而家咧就叫做考 DSE， 即系diploma， 即系嗰啲嘅中学文凭试，系咪好紧张？系咪在当中可能都有啲指责咧考紧呢个试，甚至乎你哋考紧呢个试都唔定噶。你自己谂下，幻想下啫。假设咁你考紧份DSE 嘅唔知咩科目嘅卷啊，咁你做一条问题，答咗好多嘢，跟住你反转去第二版，咦，同一条问题，你看见什么吓？咁你会点？睇下，咦，唔系呢条问题问咗噶咯，头先而家又再问，你会点做啊？举手啦，系咪啊？老师，好似系咪印错啊？系嘛？同一条问题点解问2次噶？咁啊，监考个老师话冇印错 ，no， 呢个真系考试局啊，教育处嘅啊，点样系讲咗呢个问题问2次，你会点谂咧？死啦，点搞咧？补习天王冇教吓，写咩啊？同上咁啊？整2点啦，好嘛？咁个第3版咯，系咪啊？吓 ，DSE 考试可唔可以咁考啊？好紧张噶吓，呢个入唔到大学就睇呢个噶咯。啊，你唔会同一条问题问2次，你要细心啲考虑，唔系话你第一条答案有冇答啱答错。再问你嘅时候，你要细心考虑，究竟系问紧你乜嘢？你再谂。咁我知 DSE 唔会咁样考试法嘅。不过我听讲咩中文科，我侄女考完中文科2个礼拜前考虑，考咗个唔知咁中文科有一条问题系问翻嗰个原作者，台湾嘅作者话佢自己都唔识答，好似系咁嘅事系嘛？我喺新闻见到啊，咁样都几得意下呢个。咁但系而家耶和华问耶利米第一次你看见什么？嗱，耶利米就答咗佢一个好简单嘅答案，佢就随便望一望就答咗佢，我看见一支杏树枝。随便你都答嘅啫。杏树枝就系一个好普通嘅一个嘅事物，一个嘅东西，佢就见到啦。咁你同我呢就唔系喺耶利米嗰个嘅角度嚟到去回答呢条问题㗎。你同我系打开本成本圣经嚟到睇嘅。我哋知道耶和华根本就唔系要耶利米睇到呢一个咁嘅异象。杏树枝唔系一个咩特别嘅异象，系第二次去见到你看见什么，一个从北而倾嗰个嘅窝，代表住嗰个审判先系真正嗰个嘅异象嘛，系咪？但系当时嘅耶利米佢唔知道，佢就随便嘅嚟到回答话：，哦，你看见什么？哦，我看见一个杏树枝。 这个烧开的锅从北而倾，代表着上帝对犹大国的审判。我们拿这本圣经看的时候，我们可以看快很多的，我们知道很快脆呢，巴比伦就攻陷耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷沦陷之后呢，犹大国的居民呢就大批大批的来到秘掳去到巴比伦，剩返在耶路撒冷，剩返在那个地方的呢，只是一些的老弱伤残，是很悲哀很凋零的一种的情况。在主前586年，大家都知道这个历史。今日弟兄姊妹，如果上帝拣选你来到去为他做事，为他来到去侍奉，他问你一个问题，他说你看见什么，你会怎样回答他呢？会不会都是好像耶利米这样去答一些很容易随便见到的东西，他就见到个杏树枝。杏树枝可以代表些什么呢？我今天不够时间看完整段经文，但我们用些时间看看杏树枝。杏树枝可以是代表些什么呢？杏树枝可以代表最少三样东西。第一样东西，杏树枝是代表一些很容易，我们说是很显然易见的一些东西，是一些很近距离的东西，不戴老花眼镜都看到的东西。杏树枝一定如果是远的时候呢，你只会见到树林而已，你没可能见到清楚是哪一种的树，更加不会见到哪一种的树枝。所以是近距离的，一出街就可以看到的，看不远的。杏树枝是不是答错呢？他又不是，圣经说他们答的不错。不过这个并不是一定上帝要你见到的异象，你要继续看。杏树枝代表是容易见到的东西。当上帝呼召我们的时候，问我们见到什么的时候，我们说我们见到我们自己容易见到的东西。这个未必是上帝要我们见到的，你要继续看下去。杏树枝又可以代表什么呢？第二，杏树枝会不会是可以代表了一些我们很熟悉的东西呢？即是我们合埋眼，即是眼镜又不用戴，合埋眼就已经凭印象就看得到的东西，凭记忆就看得见的东西。杏树枝会不会是一个我们很熟悉的记号呢？见惯见熟的。会的。你知不知道，对耶利米来讲，杏树枝有一个，起码有两个很重要的深刻的记忆。第一次你记不记得，有一次在民数记17章，当时12支派的领袖不和，咁跟住有啲嘅领袖就唔服阿伦嚟到去做个头做祭司。咁耶和华就吩咐摩西，叫摩西吩咐呢12个族嘅支派嘅族长，就每人攞支嘅杆咪即係树枝囉，不过大条啲咁解啫，係咪？然之后就带到去会幕里面法柜嘅前面，就要摆喺嗰度。咁耶和华就话咗㗎喇，如果佢揀选嘅人，佢嗰支嘅杖嗰支嘅杆必定会发芽嘛。係咪？民数记17章度讲到嘛。咁后来边个嗰支杆，每个人都带住自己支杆，咪写咗佢个族名，写咗佢个名摆嗰个嘅会幕嘅里面。边个嗰支杆发芽，记唔记得？阿伦嗰支杆发芽嘛。跟住阿伦支杆发芽，发乜嘢芽？生咗啲咩出嚟？嗰支树枝系干晒噶啦，啲树枝攞咗嚟做木匠噶啦，做嗰啲唔系叫木匠，嗰啲叫做士的噶啦，系咪啊？发咗咩芽？杏树啊嘛，圣经讲到嗰度有啲杏树嘅花开咗出嚟，发芽生长，一支已经系死咗嘅树枝。所以对一个祭司嘅后人咧，阿伦嘅后人咧，哇！呢个系一个唔会忘记嘅事嘅，因为呢个系一件好大嘅神迹嚟到去证明呢一个族。就是神所拣选做祭司。所以一想到的，哎，这个是我熟悉的。我熟悉的事就是这件这样的记忆里面行树。还有，你记不记得在出埃及记37章那里讲到要在圣殿里面摆一些金灯台。金灯台你知道是什么？金灯台里面，如果你看37章那里讲到呢，金灯台每一个的那6个的那个灯台那个位呢，是有些杏树枝嚟到去翘住做一个嘅装饰嘅，仲会话咧嗰度有一啲嘅花啦，枝上有花啦，嗰啲圣物里边枝上有花有球啦，嗱呢啲都系对耶利米嚟讲系真系黑埋眼都会谂到嘅嘢，唔使真系望到嘅，系真喺印象里边、记忆里边都知道嘅，系一啲熟悉嘅嘢。今日 如果上帝问我哋，你看见什么？我哋会唔会有啲好熟悉嘅嘢喺当个喺嗰个嘅情况里边，我哋会拣咗？哎，神啊，你梗系叫我喺呢个环境里边嚟到侍奉啦，因为我最熟悉嘅。今日弟兄姊妹，我哋侍奉神，拣去做边个侍奉，或者去回应神嘅呼召，做咩嘅侍奉？我哋而家系开始有咁个见到嘅情况咧，就系咧，我哋侍奉嘅岗位，慢慢演变成为我哋侍奉嘅地位。再慢慢演变成为我哋侍奉嘅地盘。你有冇发觉啊？最初我哋系战战兢兢嚟到去接受一个侍奉嘅岗位，做做下嘅时候，你发觉咧，即系相当有地位噶啦，喺嗰个地方里边，喺嗰个嘅教会，喺嗰个嘅位置，喺嗰个岗位里边，变咗地位吓。慢慢演变成为一个地盘啊，即系我可以做嘅啫。喂，你唔好做啊，我做就得啊，你啊即系。排第几啊？你嚟做咁样嗱，我哋侍奉有阵时都系咁样去回应噶噃，系咪？我哋以我哋熟悉嘅，我哋越熟悉就越有呢个嘅地位，有呢个地盘。我哋以呢个嘅地位同地盘嚟到去回应，以我哋熟悉嘅程度去回应，我哋会唔会做上帝嗰个嘅呼召同埋工作？因为我哋熟啊嘛。又话问第三次系嘛？即系我哋自己问自己第三样嘢，看见什么？行树枝又可以有咩代表呢？会唔会代表系一啲我哋自己想见到嘅嘢呢？行树枝会唔会代表一啲你同我想见到嘅嘢呢？你同我都有啲系自己想见嘅，我哋唔想见嘅嘢，我哋好快就会唔留意，唔睇到，好快忘记嘅。但我哋每个人都有啲系自己想见，见到自己想见嘅嘢，对眼睛灵舍发光嘅，我哋会有一个好似好敏锐嘅反应，我哋会记得特别深，印象特别深刻，特别去接受嘅。如果嗰排你系想去买楼嘅时候咧，你零零四四见到即系周街，即系你想买楼，你喜欢买楼，你成日见到周街好多楼嘅。如果嗰排你想买车嘅时候咧，你有冇发觉咧？你自己睇车嘅时候，你见到周街就好多车俾你买嘅，系嘛？我哋有阵时系中意见到我哋自己想见到嘅嘢。杏树正正就系咁样，杏树系以色列人大地回春嘅一个记号，系个个人众目睽睽都系想见到嘅一个新嘅。年份或者新嘅季节嘅开始，样嘢都新啊！枯树吓跌落嚟一支旧咗嘅树枝啊，咁然之后咧，树上面结出新嘅树枝，萌芽开花结果。杏树系以色列大地回春一个记号，因为系当地所有嘅植物第一棵开花结果嘅树，所以好有代表价值嘅。是大家好想见到嘅，终于挨过一个冬天啦，新嘅一年嘅开始啦，新嘅季节嘅开始啦。你住喺加拿大就明白噶啦，我哋嗰啲你成日都系见雪嗰啲咧，咁真系等紧我哋 Edmonton 仲未开花，好似仲系见紧雪，我屋企仲铲紧雪，而家五月都嚟紧啦。所以系代表一个新嘅开始啦。我哋每个人对新嘅嘢都好有一种嘅感，好嘅感觉噶，系嘛？我头先入到嚟，琴晚已经嚟到第一次嘅聚会啦。咁啊，牧师带我去睇你哋嘅新堂，哇！我真系等你哋开心啊！我坐的士嚟嘅时候啊，咁啊，的士嘅司机就问去边度啦。咁我话去石排湾道48号啊，系嘛？我唔知有冇记错吓。牧师俾咗个日地址我嘅，咁佢话即系边度嚟噶？咁样咁个师傅问我，我话嗰度有间教会啊，嗰间教会咧就全部咧前面冚晒布咧，搭晒棚咧，因为大装修，所以你见唔到噶。你见到一间冚住晒布、搭晒棚嗰个嘅角头咧，嗰、那个就系嗰个教会啦。我都帮你哋卖广告，嗰、那个教会乜嘢装修啊咁样，我听讲要买埋隔篱嗰个地方啊，哇！你间教会买得咁大嘅咁样，咁我唔知。我哋个个人对新嘅嘢都有种开心嘅兴奋嘅感觉嘅，系咪？因为我哋想见到嘅嘢，哎呀神啊，你呼召我嚟做嘢，看见什么？你俾一啲我想见嘅嘢我做。哎呀，我唔想见嘅嘢你唔好做，唔好叫我做。我唔想见嘅人，我唔想同一齐侍奉嘅人，你唔好同我一齐叫佢做侍奉，我怕咗啦。会唔会系咁样咧？耶和华要耶利米见到嘅系从北而倾落嚟嘅一个嘅烧热咗嘅锅，代表住审判呢一个嘅异象，偏偏就唔系一个容易，又唔系一个熟悉，又唔系一个人想见到嘅景象。弟兄姊妹喺你嘅周围，上帝有冇俾你见到一啲唔容易？唔熟悉、唔想见到嘅事物呢？会唔会嗰一个先至系上帝想你见到嘅异象呢？当我哋嘅侍奉神嘅时候， 我哋系唔系真系有呢个嘅属灵敏锐嘅眼光，识得去睇一啲或者察觉得到一啲唔容易、唔熟悉，甚至自己唔想见到嘅事物呢？历史话俾我哋听，喺神嘅国度里边，绝大部分能够成就嘅事，都系需要有人愿意牺牲摆上去接受一啲唔容易、唔熟悉。自己唔愿意见到嘅事物嚟到去做主嘅工作。我睇过一个喺日本嘅纪录片，讲一班日本嘅村妇，咁佢哋就系每一年有一日呢，就系负责喺嗰个嘅田嗰度呢嚟到去插秧。咁佢哋唔一定系真系做农夫做村妇嘅，不过嗰一日呢，佢哋俾嗰个城市或者系嗰个村嘅省呢个县呢嚟到选佢哋出嚟嚟到去做插秧，系一个叫做插秧祭。当然佢哋会祭天诸如此类，我哋唔系批评佢呢样嘢先。咁呢个嘅纪录片呢，就讲到有一个记者就去访问呢啲嘅村妇，哇，见到你哋好开心喎，着晒呢啲嘅传统嘅好似和服咁，但又唔系真系和服得晒嘅服装，又有啲头嘅头饰咁样。咁佢哋咧就系踩喺呢啲嘅农地嗰度，然之后就插秧啊。上个礼拜我同汤牧师同埋汤师母去中国睇一啲防角石嘅工场嘅时候咧，都见到有啲嘅秧啊，好靓咁喺度插喺度。咁嗰啲记者就问呢几个嘅日本嘅村妇，就问佢：，哇，你做咩啊？咁我哋好骄傲。能够代表我们的村民来做这个插秧祭。跟住那个的摄影师或者导演呢，就将那个 camera 的角度呢慢慢拉出去。你看到呢，不是只是在他们自己脚前那三四排的秧，是一个很大的稻田，很大的米田。跟住他们用航拍，这样用航拍拍拍拍拍。你看到呢，哇，原来真的大到不得了，很大很大，很多的秧插了在这个田的里面。那个的角度，那个画面呢，令我醒起在马太福音第九章主耶稣讲过一句说话，大家记得讲什么？他说到我们收割的庄稼是多，但是作工的人少。我知呢段经文大家都识背吓，听过好多次，但你有冇真系见过呢所谓嘅稻田，或者见过啲任何嘅农夫所做呢啲嘅要收庄稼呢啲？你话系，呢啲只系苗啫，呢啲都系苗，苗唔系庄稼，系你讲得冇错。但系试问，如果冇人去插秧嘅时候，何来会有庄稼？今日弟兄姊妹，如果上帝呼召你嚟到去为佢嘅天国做呢个天国米田嘅插秧，你愿唔愿意去做？我将时间交俾 Darren 牧师，佢同我哋分享一啲泰国宣教工场嘅报告同埋挑战，我会帮佢做翻译。
Good morning，
早晨。
I'm going to start right away and jump right in， and because I know it's almost lunchtime。
我知大家都肚饿啦，就嚟食晏啦，我即刻就入正题啦。
Life is hard。
要生存系一件唔容易嘅事。
We're all dealing with our own issues, and then you have pastors like me, or Pastor Genghis, or Pastor Paul, all challenging you to be difference makers in this world.
我哋其实每个人都要去有好多嘅重担，为生活有好多嘅重担。但你翻到嚟教会，你听到个牧师同你讲话，你要去做一个改变世界嘅人。
And then if you're like me, I come to church sometimes, and I feel like I've had enough, and I just want to yell, "Stop it!"
咁有阵时，如果你同我一样嘅时候咧，你翻到教会听完呢啲道之后咧，你会觉得哇，有冇搞错？咁多嘢要做嘅话，唔该你停落嚟啦。
I can't do this. It's too big. It's too difficult. It's just too much.
咁多嘢要我哋去做，咁艰难、咁大嘅事情，真系太多啦。
That was exactly where I was 2 months into our move to Phuket, Thailand.
呢个嘅感受就系喺我啱啱搬去布吉岛两个月之后嘅感受。
I was sitting alone in my truck and yelling as loud as I can.
我自己一个人坐喺架吉普车里边，我就大声嘅喺度呼叫。
I can't do this.
我唔能够再做落去啦。
Seriously, if you would have seen me, you would have thought I was a crazy person.
如果当时你见到我嘅时候，你可能觉得我系有精神病都唔定。
You might have even called the police.
或者你会打埋电话报警都唔一定。
But you know, in that moment, I actually began to think to myself that, what am I doing here? Lord, why did you send me to Thailand?
但是其实那一刻，我是向神去呼叫，我是向神去投诉，为什么你将我带来泰国这个地方呢？
But even in that moment where I was feeling like I wanted to give up, I knew something wasn't right.
就在那一刻，虽然我在大声呼叫，想去放弃的时候，我知道我这个决定，这个想法是不对的。
And I think when you feel this way, that you feel, that you also know something isn't right.
或者如果你遇到咁样嘅情况，你都知道呢一个决定要放弃系唔啱。
Because no matter where you are or what's going on in your life, there is something inside of us that wants to be a difference maker in this world.
无论你发生紧遇到咩嘅情况，你都知道上帝系愿意我哋去改变呢个世界，某啲嘅事物。
And friends, that is no accident because that is exactly how God created you.
呢个并唔系一个嘅意外，呢个系上帝喺我哋生命里边嘅创造。
We're going to be looking at a story in John chapter 4.
我们会看一个的故事在约翰福音第四章。
It's the well-known story of Jesus and his conversation with a Samaritan woman at the well.
讲到一个撒玛利亚妇人和主耶稣基督遇上在井旁里面的对话。
Now, Pastor Genghis, he assures me that you all know this story. For sake of time, then we won't read it.
我认为这段经文大家都很熟了，所以不会读出来了。
But Jesus was very intentional with this woman.
你见到主耶稣系完全嘅付出，好主动嘅同呢个嘅妇人对话。
And so going all in, being a difference maker for Jesus means we must be intentional with everyone that we meet.
主耶稣话俾我哋听，当我哋想去改变一个人嘅时候，我哋要首先愿意付出一个诚意，同别人或者系人群接触。
Now, 11 years ago, I didn't care about some of the things that I care about today.
其实11年前的我，有些东西我是什么都不介意的，但是今天我介意了。
11 years ago, I didn't know anything about dolls.
11年前的我，我不介意这些公仔，这些玩具的。
Or shiny shoes.
或者这些闪亮亮的鞋的。
Or dresses.
或者是裙子。
Or iPhone cases, or pink iPhone cases.
或者是这些电话的套，是粉红色的电话的套。
Or cats.
甚至乎猫我都不介意。
See, I don't like cats.
我根本就不喜欢猫。
But every once in a while, I find myself sitting with one.
但是现在呢，我就久不久都要抱一下猫。
Why?
为什么？
Because 11 years ago, my beautiful daughter Esther was born, and she changed everything in my
life. 因为11年之前我个女出世，佢出世咗之后就改变晒我嘅观感。
And here's something that I've learned.
咁呢样嘢我学到。
That you can't truly love someone without caring about the things they care about.
我学到咩呢？就是我唔能够真心真意去爱一个人，除非我系关心佢所关心嘅事。
And I believe it's a spiritual impossibility for us to have a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and not care about the things that He cares about.
同样，我哋唔可以话同神有个好健康嘅关系，当我哋根本就唔去关心佢所关心嘅事。
See, Jesus cares about people who are far from God. He was very intentional with everyone He met.
主耶稣好关心一啲唔认识神嘅人，佢系好有心嘅嚟到去接触呢啲失丧嘅人。
So here's a question for all of us today.
所以呢度有个问题要问。
Are you willing to pray?
你是不是愿意祈祷?
Jesus, help me love people like you love people.
怎样祈祷法呢?就说主耶稣你是不是可以帮我去爱人正如你爱人一样?
This is easier said than done, isn't it?
讲就容易做就难。
Because some people are difficult people.
因为有些人是很难的,很难爱的。
And I think my wife says that about me sometimes.
我太太有时都这么说我的。
But this is point number two.That going all in, being a difference maker in this world for Jesus, we must see others like Jesus sees people.
但是当我们真的愿意全力以赴去回应神的呼召的时候，我们一定要看得到，从主的眼光看得到这些人是怎样，何等样的人。
In John 4 verse 7, it says this, When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink?
约翰福音第四章第七节，主耶稣嗰度咁样讲到，话到呢个撒玛利亚妇人嚟攞水嘅时候，主耶稣问佢去攞水，可唔可以俾一杯水我饮呢
？It says that his disciples had gone into town to buy some food.
因为当时主耶稣将佢嘅门徒差派咗入城嚟到去揾一啲嘅食物。
Have you ever noticed that you can be so focused on doing something that everything else around you disappears?
你有冇发觉有阵时当我哋好留心集中精神去做一件事嘅时候，身边所发生嘅事系完全消失嘅。
This happens to me sometimes when I'm driving or I'm in the taxi or the bus.
有时我揸车或者系坐的士、坐巴士嘅时候就系咁样啦。
I'm so focused on my thoughts that I completely forget where I am and I drive right past where I was going.
我好集中精神喺个过程里边嘅时候，喺呢个过程里边身边所发生嘅事，我完全系冇印象嘅。
See, I think that's easy to, this can also happen in our Christian life.
在我们的属灵生命里面，这个都可能会出现。
It's very easy for us to be active, but not aware.
有时我们可以很忙，但不代表我们可以察觉。
to be living life but not looking.
我哋可以系生存，但系唔代表我哋看见。
See, in this story, I think there is another story behind the scenes that we sometimes forget about.
所以呢段经文话俾我哋听，除咗呢个故事之外，背后可能仲有另一个故事，有另一个教导，我哋系忽略咗。
I think that's what's happening to the disciples.
就系发生喺呢班门徒嘅身上嘅一件事。
See, up until this time, that Jesus has been doing some amazing things up until John chapter 4.
去到约翰福音第四章，圣经话俾我哋听，主耶稣已经行咗好多奇迹奇事、神迹奇事。
But now it's break time. Jesus is hungry.
但系喺呢个时刻，主耶稣攰落，肚饿啦。
And so he tells his friends, his disciples, to go into town and to buy some
food. 所以佢叫佢嘅朋友，叫呢班门徒嚟入城揾啲嘢食。
Now most of these guys, these disciples, are teenage boys.
你唔好忘记当时呢班嘅门徒只系啲年轻人。
And if there's a group of people that loves to eat, it's teenage boys.
你谂下呢啲年轻人系最叻得嘅。
They're focused and excited.
佢哋好开心，佢哋好集中精神去揾食物，好兴奋。
And so Jesus sits down by the well while his disciples go into town.
咁主耶稣就坐喺个井嘅旁边，啲门徒就去咗城里面揾食。
Now think about this.
你谂一谂。
Likely on their way to town, they likely passed a woman.
好可能呢班门徒入城嘅途中遇到一个嘅妇女。
Not just any woman, but a Samaritan woman.
唔系任何嘅妇女，而系一个撒玛利妇人。
And a Samaritan woman who had a reputation.
撒玛利亚妇人有一啲嘅身份嘅重包袱嘅。
And what would have likely happened is that when this woman saw these boys coming, she would have likely lowered her eyes.
好可能呢个撒玛利亚妇人见到呢班门徒嘅时候，呢个妇人就会耷低头，唔敢望。
She would have likely stepped off of the path.
佢可能会行开条路吓，褪开啲俾人行。
And she would have allowed these boys to walk past her on the best part of the road.
然之后俾主耶稣嘅门徒咧行喺路嘅上边，自己企埋一边都唔定。
These boys likely didn't even notice her.
呢班嘅门徒可能根本都冇怀疑呢个妇人喺佢哋身边擦过。
I mean, think about this. They're hungry and they get to go eat lunch and serve Jesus at the same time.
你谂下呢班门徒里边谂紧嘅嘢就系话，佢哋好肚饿，又要去搵食物俾佢哋嘅夫子。
And little do they know, they just passed a woman who will be the catalyst for the most significant Samaritan revival in history up until this time.
他们估都估不到在他身边察觉的一个妇人将来就是改变这个撒玛利的历史的催化剂。
You see, they're living, but they're not looking.
他们是生存，但是他们并不看见。
They're active, but they're not aware.
他们是繁忙，但是并没有察觉到身边发生的事。
If we want to live, if we want to see like Jesus,
如果我们要看东西好像主耶稣基督的眼光的时候呢，
We must be open to his interruptions.
我们一定要给他们去介入我们的生活里面。
And I don't know about you, but here's something I've realized about God's interruptions.
我不知道你怎样，但我就很明白神怎样介入我的生命里面。
God's interruptions are often incredibly inconvenient.
当神的介入在我们的生命当中的时候，你会觉得很不方便的。
If we want to see the world like Jesus sees the world, we must be open to his interruptions.
如果你真的说想用神的眼光去看这个世界的时候，你要首先先愿意神去介入你的生命当中。
And here's a question for all of us.
这个问题要问大家的。
Are you willing to be inconvenienced for Jesus?
你愿不愿意为主耶稣基督不方便呢？
This was where we were 4 years ago.
四年前，我们在这个光景的当中。
I was a teaching pastor in a church in Canada.
我在加拿大做一个的教牧师。
My kids were happy in school.
小孩子回来很开心。
My wife had many great friends at church.
太太在教会生活都很多朋友。
And then it seemed like the Lord tried to inconvenience us by asking us to come to Thailand.
突然之间，主耶稣基督好唔方便地介入我哋嘅生活，叫我哋搬去泰国。
But Jesus calls us to obey.
但系主耶稣同样吩咐我哋要去遵从佢。
And so 4 years ago, our family moved to Thailand.
所以四年前，我哋成家举家搬咗去泰国。
The Christian Missionary Alliance in Canada asked us to start a new team and work in South Thailand.
加拿大嘅宣道会叫差派我哋去到南泰国嘅地方开展一啲新嘅事工。
And specifically in 3 key areas.
有三个唔同嘅事工我哋要负责开展嘅。
Number 1 was to start the first English-speaking church for expats in Phuket.
第一就系我哋喺度开展一个英文国际嘅教会喺Phuket 呢个地方。
The second thing was to have teammates to begin working with Muslims in South Thailand.
第二，我哋嘅团队就开始喺一啲犹太、有一啲回教徒嘅当中嚟到传福音。
The third thing was to work with justice and compassion specifically against trafficking of human people.
第三，我哋就开始去服侍接触一啲人口贩卖嘅问题。
And so this is a picture of my family, which you've seen already.
你会见到呢一个系我家庭嘅照片啦。
It's my wife Naomi.
我太太 Naomi.
My daughter Esther.
我女 Esther.
And my son Judah.
我仔 Judah.
And the youngest you can kind of see down here is Rebecca.
最细嘅呢个细路女叫做 Rebecca， 我哋领养嘅。
As you can see, she's black.
你见到佢系非洲裔噶。
And so she makes us famous because she is one of the few black people in Phuket.
喺呢个布吉咧，揾唔到太多非洲裔嘅人咧，所以咧呢个细路哥令到我哋成家都出晒名啊。
If you've been to Phuket, you realize that it is beautiful.
你去过布吉嘅时候，你知道系好靓嘅地方啊。
God is the ultimate artist.
上帝就系嗰个最美丽嘅画家。
However, reality isn't always so pretty for everyone who lives there.
但系现实嘅生活未必系咁靓。
As there is extreme poverty.
因为当有好多人系活喺贫穷线以下。
Education challenges.
好多人冇书读。
Corruption in government.
政府有好多嘅贪污。
And then, of course, the trafficking of people.
然之后仲有好多人口贩卖嘅问题。
John Piper is a famous American pastor.
美国有个牧师叫 John Piper 咁讲。
And he has this quote, and he says this, that the mission of God exists in the world because worship of God does not.
他说当个地方不懂得敬拜上帝的时候就有需要做差传的工作。
This is of course true of many countries, but especially true in Thailand.
这个说话很真啊，很多世界国家都可以这么讲，特别在泰国都可以这么讲。
As only 0.65% of the country would profess to follow Jesus Christ.
全国的泰国人口只有 0.65% 是相信主耶稣的。
And as we know, when people don't follow Jesus, things tend to go poorly.
我们知道当人不愿意跟随主耶稣的时候就会做一啲为非作歹嘅事。
This is especially true when it comes to human trafficking.
特别喺嗰个地方就系做咗好多呢啲人口贩卖嘅问题。
The CIA says that the sale of women and children.
中情局有咁样嘅报告，佢话贩卖妇女同埋细路哥嘅问题。
It's not prostitution, not pornography, but the sale of another human being is the third largest industry in the world.
人口嘅贩卖，我哋唔系讲紧做紧一啲嘅色情嘅嘢，先就系全世界第三大嘅经济体。
And Phuket is one of the top three sex tourism destinations in all of Southeast Asia.
喺布吉岛亦都系有好多呢啲嘅人口贩卖问题出现，特别喺东南嘅地方。
And incredibly, before the alliance came to Phuket, there was no other Christian organization working against this.
喺加拿大宣道会未去到布吉之前，呢啲嘅事工根本就冇人到去理，冇人到去做。
This is a picture of Lucifer's club.
呢个嘅酒吧叫做 Lucifer， 系一个魔鬼嘅名称吓。
You know, the spiritual significance of this isn't lost on me.
你知唔知呢个嘅图画对我嚟讲有咩属灵嘅意义呢？
Right, because the Bible tells us that the devil is the ultimate liar.
我哋知道圣经话俾我哋听，我哋嘅撒旦系最大嘅讲大话嘅，最出名、最叻讲大话嘅。
Why I show you this is because I believe it is very important to realize that this is not, this is first and foremost a spiritual issue, not a social problem.
当我见到这个的图画的时候，我就知道这个图画不是讲一个社会的问题，而是讲属灵的争战。
So one of the challenges of starting to work in Phuket was that there were no other organizations doing anything.
所以当我们在布吉这个地方去服侍的时候，我们发觉很艰难，因为没有其他的基督教组织跟我们合作。
And so we had to begin projects in many different areas.
所以我们在其他不同的地方做了一些工作。
One of the first was to focus on children.
第一样的工作，我们就是摆在一些细路哥的身上。
So we have partnered with an organization and we have, it's finished now, but have built a preschool and an elementary school.
我们建了一间的幼稚园和小学。
To be able to teach children not only education, but also Christian principles.
不单止给小孩有读书的机会，都会将圣经的真理和他们教导分享。
With that same organization, we are just finishing a safe house for young girls.
我们又建了一个安全屋给一些女孩。
And this will be a place where they will have safe care, health care, and food and education.
啲女仔可以喺啲安全屋里边度住，佢哋有食物、有教育，可以感觉到安全。
The other area that we had to begin to work in is to build relationships in the red light areas.
我哋仲同一啲红灯区嘅人建立一啲嘅友谊。
That is something that Bible school and seminary doesn't prepare you for.
圣经学院同埋神学院冇教我哋做呢啲嘢嘅。
And so my wife and the women will go weekly into the red light areas.
每个礼拜我太太同埋其他侍奉嘅妇女姊妹就会进入到呢啲嘅红灯区里边服侍呢啲嘅性工作者。
And they have rented a salon. Actually, right on the right over here is a salon that they rent once a week.
佢哋租咗喺红灯区里边一个嘅发型屋。
And they provide free haircuts and beauty treatments for the women that are asked to go work.
就是帮那些性工作者来到去剪头发和做一些美容。
And one of the things that these ladies do is they always ask the women that come if they can pray for them.
每一次这些性工作者来到这个发型屋里面的时候，他们会说，有没有为我祈祷啊？
One of these times, after my wife Naomi was finished cutting this lady's hair, the lady didn't leave.
有一次，我太太帮一个性工作者做完个头发、剪完头发之后，唔知点解呢个女仔冇走到坐喺度。
And my wife was immediately nervous because she thought, "Oh no, maybe I made a mistake."
我太太就好担心啦，系啦，唔知系咪剪错咗佢头咧，佢唔走嘅。
And so she apologized to the lady and said, "I apologize. Is there something wrong? Did I do something?"
佢就同呢个女仔道歉，就话：，哎呀，我系咪整错咗啲嘢令你唔高兴呢？
And the lady didn't say anything, she just went like this.
呢个女仔冇讲任何说话，只系将个手合埋一齐。
You see, this lady wasn't coming for a haircut.
你知唔知呢个女仔唔系入嚟想净系剪头发咁简单。
She was coming for prayer.
佢系想入嚟得到祈祷。
It was one of the only times in her week where someone wasn't taking advantage of her.
一个礼拜嘅唯一一日，佢可以感到安全，冇人侵犯佢，就系喺呢一个嘅发型屋里面。
And so we continue to build relationships there every week.
所以我哋每个礼拜继续喺红灯区里面同呢班嘅性工作者做一个嘅朋友。
We also build relationships with the local and national government.
我哋又同本地同埋国家政府有一啲嘅友谊合作嘅关系。
The man in the middle is a general. He's second in charge of the entire police force of Thailand.
企喺中间呢个人咧，一个将军咧，佢系当地嘅警察局第二把交椅。
And they have asked our Thai foundation, our CMA foundation, that if we could partner with them on a project.
他问我，要问我们加拿大宣道会，问我们可不可以跟他做一个伙伴的工作。
And so last summer, we opened this center that we're standing in front of called the Child Advocacy Center.
这个地方，这张照片里面就是一个中心，这个中心就是为了去保障这些小孩的权益的一个中心。
This is where we support victims, trafficking victims, but also the casework for law enforcement.
呢度唔单止系可以帮到一啲被贩卖咗个细佬哥得到伸张公义，亦都系政府里边喺当中工作嘅中心。
This is a real miracle because not only has the general asked us, but four other countries have joined in this project.
呢个实在系一个神迹，唔单止系呢个将军邀请我哋同佢合作，而且世界上边有另外四个国家都邀请我哋同佢哋合作。
So the UK government, the Australian government, Canadian government, and American government.
我哋知道有英国嘅政府，有澳洲嘅政府，加拿大政府。同埋美國政府邀請我哋合作。
And then even the man to my right there is a representative from the FBI handling American cases that happen in Thailand.
中間有一個西人咧，亦都係美國聯邦調查局嘅一個高級官員。
And so we are just grateful for the Lord to open those.
我哋為到呢啲機會，有呢啲門打開，呢啲機會嘅門打開，就感謝主。
The final way that we are working is women that actually want to come out.
除此之外，我哋都幫助一啲願意離開性工作嘅女仔。
And so we have started a vocational training program with baking and a salon beauty program.
我哋开咗一啲嘅工作嘅培训班，譬如系做一啲嘅美容或者做一啲嘅煮嘢食。
You can be praying because even this week while I'm here, we're signing a lease on a new building back in Phuket.
请大家为我哋祈祷。我哋今日站喺你面前，其实喺布吉里边，我哋啱系想签一张嘅租约，开一个新嘅中心。
This lady on the right here, or your left, it was actually our first graduate last year.
呢个女仔你见唔到佢嘅样，佢系我哋第一个嘅毕业生。
She has accepted Christ.
她接受了主耶稣。
And amazingly, she has already led two other people to the Lord.
同埋好神迹地，她已经带了两个朋友接受主耶稣基督。
If you remember the story in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman, after she talked with Jesus, she ran into town to tell everybody.
你记得约翰福音第四章嗰度讲到呢个嘅撒玛利亚妇人同主耶稣谈话之后，佢即刻走翻入城，话俾佢嘅朋友听，见到主耶稣。
And this woman can't stop telling everyone about Jesus who saved her.
这个泰国的女人都是一样不停得的告诉人听这个福音。
And so regardless of where God has us, in Phuket, here in Hong Kong, or in Canada, He calls us to serve people.
无论神把你在香港或者在布吉或者在加拿大，祂都是叫我们去呼召我们去侍奉祂，去服侍人群。
And we do this because this was what Jesus did.
因为主耶稣自己基督都是这样做。
In Matthew 20:28, it says that Jesus, the Son of Man, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for the many who are held hostage.
在马太福音20:28, 主耶稣跟我们讲，非以役人，乃役于人。
This is our calling, to serve and see people, each and every day.
呢个就系上帝俾我哋嘅呼召，就系每日嚟到去服侍我哋身边嘅人。
So as we close today, my question to all of us is, who is Jesus bringing to your mind that you are supposed to see and take action with?
喺我哋结束嘅时候，要问大家一个问题：究竟主耶稣将啲咩嘅人或者人群带到去你嘅面前，叫你服侍佢哋呢？
My prayer for you is, and I'm so excited for you with this renovation project.
我为你哋嘅教会感到兴奋，但我为你嘅祈祷却系
I think God is going to do incredible things here, or continue to do incredible things.
我哋知道上帝会继续嘅，会做一啲伟大嘅事情喺你哋教会嘅当中。
But that you would live a bold and courageous faith for the name of Jesus.
但我哋嘅祈祷就系希望你哋众弟兄姊妹能够去不惧困难嘅，你哋去侍奉佢，侍奉主。
Every day that we live and serve Him, that He would become more famous.
每一日我哋侍奉主嘅时候，神嘅名得到高举。
Amen.
阿门。
真理为我彰显，求着纪念，若是有我心，戒罪困锁使我自由，我今安静专心等候，归于我主旨已成就，不求圣灵害我两情，王朝人未。
但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，
天父的慈爱，圣灵的感动，时时与我们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿门。